Well, I'm looking at oil prices here that are on the rise, but not really high. I mean, West Texas Intermediate still at $78 and a few pennies. See, gas prices have been going up a lot in recent weeks. Let's see, according to where we were a month ago, we were at 319. Now we're at 339. It was a little higher than this. We've been up about 20, 25 cents. Definitely as high as we were. We're about even to where we were a year ago. And why is that? What's happening? Jay Young, part of a fourth generation in the oil and gas industry. He has a leadership team with over 100 years of combined oil, gas, exploration, development experience and maintains an operating staff of industry specialists, including geoscientists, engineers, field operations, finance, accounting, and land professionals. He's got it all covered. And I guess the real question here, Jay, first of all, thank you for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me on again.
Always
great show.
Yeah, why are gas prices marching upward? I mean, I know that Joe Biden cheated and drained the strategic reserve to drive prices down before the 2022 election. I've heard rumor that he's going to try to get rid of the gasoline reserves before the election in November, which could drive prices down. And I know that he's not bombing Iran, even though they've earned it for all the attacks in the Red Sea and other places in the Strait of Hormuz because of the Houthis. He's not bombing Iran because that would send prices of oil and gas higher. But why are the prices higher today than they were? I mean, I've seen them shoot up in the last two or three weeks. What's up?
Yeah, well, it's, you know, the reason why prices of oil and gas or gasoline at the pump goes up is obviously it's about supply and demand. You know, how much supply do we have on the markets in today's world, and what's our demand? And as we go into the springtime, you'll see people that are wanting to get outside, that are wanting to go on vacation, they want to drive, and that really increases our demand. And that's it. And people aren't believing in electric cars like they thought it was going to come around, you know, at one time. And there's just people are not investing in oil and gas like they were, which sends the prices higher, you know, because it is all about supply and demand at the end of the day. And I know I've talked to a lot of people, and they're like, hey, why are oil and gas prices going up? And at the end of the day, it's all about supply and demand. We're not producing the kind of oil in the United States that we need to for our refineries. So there's a big catch-22 in there because, hey, I mean, if we were producing, you know, over 20 million barrels a day, which is what our appetite is, our addiction, as George Bush said at one time, we have an addiction to oil. We love oil. We love flying. We love, you know, going to the work in our cars. We like asphalt, plastics. There's a big addiction. And we're simply not producing enough oil in the United States to overcome our demand. But we're also not producing the right kind of oil for our refineries. And so people
What does that mean?
Well, a refinery, you know, it's like Midland produces 5 million barrels of oil a day. And there's one refinery out there that handles about 73,000 barrels a day. So therefore, you know, these oil has to travel so many different directions. It has to go to Cushing, Oklahoma, and other places to go through the refineries. And we have a sweet crude that we produce in Midland. But all of the refineries that we have here in the United States are for a heavier crude. So therefore, when we are producing all this oil here, we don't need all this sweet oil and this higher grade oil. We need the stuff that comes out of Canada, Iran, you know, Russia. That stuff is heavier crude, and that's what our refineries need. So this didn't happen overnight. You know, it's decades long about how much oil we need and what kind of oil do we need. And we just don't have that supply here in the United States. So therefore, we have to continue to import more oil every day.
But in fairness, Jay, we do have that supply here in the United States. We choose not to use it. Wouldn't that be a more accurate statement? Because, look, America is blessed with more natural resources than any piece of real estate in the world, whether it's timber, freshwater, farmland, minerals, oil, natural gas, coal. We've got it all in spades. But, you know, we're refusing to use it. We have Joe Biden blocking from drilling, Joe Biden blocking from going onto federal lands, Joe Biden blocking, you know, the green the jackbooted green thugs are preventing us from getting access to all these things. From what I can tell, because this has not been a problem historically in America, has it?
Yeah. No. Well, you're right. And it does help that if you have a pro-drilling president, like, you know, President Trump was, you know, drill, baby, drill, right? I mean, it was right. that was the slogan, and we did it, and oil price went to $20-$30 a barrel. He filled up our strategic reserves, which, you know, Biden drained at 70, but that's a different story. I hear Biden's going to bring 1 million barrels out of the strategic reserve, but that's a drop in the bucket to what we need, so that's not going to do anything. That's all politics, you know. But if we had a backer, or we had somebody that was more pro-oil and said, hey, they went to our financial institutions, they went to our public companies, because public companies aren't drilling for oil like they were, all because people sit on their boards. And when these people sit on the boards, they're like, we do not want you to drill in the United States. We want to go to electric cars.
Yeah, well, we've seen a big swing there, too, though. You know, we've seen, you know, Vanguard and BlackRock and J.P. Morgan, they're all getting away from this ESG, DEI garbage and nonsense. EVs are failing at General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis. The people are rejecting them. People don't want to buy them. In fact, rental cars like Avis are slashing their rental fleet by 2/3 of the EVs they did have. EVs are a failure. EVs are not going anywhere, and short of us continuing to prop up that industry, is going nowhere, which brings us back to energy and energy density that we can rely on, which is hydrocarbons. It's not fossil fuels, another fallacy, but hydrocarbons, right, that power the world. In fact, it made the phone that I use and the computer I look at and the monitors that I have in my studio. And if you look around your room, the same thing. When are we going to wake up?
Yeah, I don't know. I wrote a book called The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing because I write about the supply and demand. You know, it's all about supply and demand. It's all about how can we drill for more oil in the United States. We need money. It takes a lot of capital to do that. We need support from our governments. We need to, you know, take down some of the walls, if you will, when we go to permit. You know, Wyoming, Colorado, we've had assets up there, and it is hard to drill. From not only the federal levels getting permits, and then the state and the local governments. I mean, in Wellington, Colorado, where we have one of our projects up there, you can't get a permit. The city governments are just like, we don't want oil and gas around here. Just leave. We don't care. And we're like, well, we spent money here to develop this oil and gas reserves. And they're like, well, we don't care. And they're like Boulder, Colorado. I mean, don't even try to get in the oil business. That's the worst thing you can do, is try to get in the oil business near Boulder, Colorado. Yeah. Beautiful place, but don't try to get in the oil business.
No,
you can't,
it's never
going to
work there, is it, Jay? Never going to work there, my friend. No. Real quick, we got about 15, 20 cents. Where will gas be in a month? Where will it be in 6 months? Just a guess, gas prices.
Yeah, I think we're going higher to $3.50, $4, if not higher than that. Any type of war, you know, any type of the world or anywhere around the world can obviously send prices
$4
higher
or higher than that. All right.
Yeah, I think it's $4 or higher.
Jay Young.
That's for me.
I always appreciate your input. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Steve.
Really
have a great day.
All right, $4 or higher, that's a problem for Joe Biden too, isn't it? All right, then.
When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth Management.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9440.
Pure Michigan Water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.